Bezras Hashem, today's first halacha topic that emerges from our daf, from Zayin Amid Aleph, is the Zman of Tfilas Mincha and many of the applications to it. There are many parts to the halacha, so let's jump immediately to the Lashon of the Mechaber. We always like to read the Shulchan Aruch inside and then show its applications. The Mechaber writes in Reish Lamed Gimel Aleph. If you recall, in our Gemara we had a machlokas whether the time of Mincha is until Plaga Mincha or does it go all the way. Now, usually, Chazal choose. In this case, Chazal did not choose within the machlokas. Gemara told us towards the bottom of the Amud, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, who the Ovid Kemar Ovid. That since there was, Gemara recounts that different Amorayim did different things vis-a-vis this machlokas, and hence, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, who the Ovid Kemar Ovid. That's what comes out from Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Gimel Aleph. Misha Espalo, Tfilas Mincha La'achar Vav Shos Mechza Ulamala, Yotza. One is already Yotzei from 6.5 hours into the day. Up until when? We're going to skip a line in the Mechaber, which we'll come back to in a moment. Ad HaLayla L'Rabbonon U'L'Rabbi Yehuda Ad Plaga Mincha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it starts at Plaga Mincha, it goes until Plaga Mincha. Shu'u Ad Sof Yud Aleph Shos Chas Raviya 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. But Sikna, we conclude, the Ovid Kemar Ovid U'De Ma'avid Kemar Ovid. That you could do either one. But notice the Lashon on the Chaber. V'hu Shiyasa La'olam Kechad Minayu. However, he should follow forever, all the time, one opinion. Either he davens mincha until shkia, and then he davens ma'ariv after shkia, or he davens mincha until plag, and then he davens ma'ariv afterwards. Shimo zikar rabbanan u'mispal mincha ad alayla, because if he does like the rabbanan, he davens mincha until night, shuv eini yochel ispalel arvis miplag ha-mincha ulamala. He can no longer daven ma'ariv from plag ha-mincha later. Mosekar Rabbi Yehuda mispal arvis miplag ha-mincha ulamala. You have to be careful to daven before that time. In other words, before Plaga Mincha. The Mechaber concludes, V'achshav shenogu l'hispalel tfilas mincha ad alayla, ein l'hispal tfilas arvis kodim shkiyas hachama. Now, it's well known that the word Gedola Yisrael, that on Friday afternoon, daven mincha was we would call after Plaga Mincha, and yet at the same time, we're Mekabel Shabbos early and Davin Ma'ariv before Shkia. Nevertheless, the simple reading of the Halacha is that one is not supposed to have what is referred to as a Tarte Desasre, and one is supposed to either Davin before Plag and then Ma'ariv after Plag, or Davin before Shkia, and then Ma'ariv after Shkia. In fact, I would like to add, according to the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Maharam, not only is it inappropriate in one day to daven with a Tarte Desasre, but in fact, the Shulchan Aruch expressly stated, She'im Oseh Kirabbanan, if he generally follows the Rabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah comments in Zivkatan Vav, Afilu Lamachar, quoting from the Magen Avram, that once one generally follows, and rove of Klal Yisrael, there are some Sfardim who don't, but rove of Klal Yisrael follows the custom to daven mincha until shkia, then that means on no day, therefore on no day, they should be davening Ma'ariv before shkia. This is Mikra Dedina. Again, there are those who have followed lenient positions in Klal Yisrael, Gedolei Torah that did, but if one is asking what is a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, it's clearly that way. Another couple of points that are not well known, which emerge from a careful reading of the Shulchan Aruch, both important conceptually as well as Halacha L'maisa. The opening words of the Mechaber and Reish Lamed Gimel are, Misha ispal tfilas ha-mincha l'achar vev shos u'metza u'lamalo yotza, after 6 hours he's yotze, And here, listen to this word. This comes from the Rambam. V'ikir zmana, and the primary time, miteisha shosu mechsu l'mala ad halayla l'rabbana. The primary time is from Plag HaMincha. It's not well known that according to the Rambam, davening an early mincha is not ideal. Really, according to the Rambam, the ideal time is from the time of mincha ketana. Nevertheless, our great Rebbe, Rav Nevenzahl Shlita, points out that this, on the one hand, is the opinion of the Rambam, yet it is often misunderstood by many. Firstly, let's quote the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, Kvar amarnu, shetfilas mincha keneged zman tamid shel bein arbayim. As we saw in our Gemara in Chavav, the tfilos are modeled after the karbanos, and mincha is modeled after the karban tamid. And here is where this halacha of lechatchila, plag hamincha, starts from. Ulefisha yahatamid krav bekol yom, since the carbon tamid was brought every day 9.5 hours into the day, tiknu zmana miteisha shos mechza v'hi nikris minchas ketana. The Rambam says because the carbon tamid was brought at teisha shos, that's when one should daven mincha. You know why the Rambam says we accept davening mincha already from mincha gedola? Because on erev Pesach, in the fifth parak of Pesachim, we have that the Karban Pesach was brought after the Karban Tamid. That's Xeris HaKasav. The Karban Tamid had to be moved up. Hence, the Karban Tamid was brought earlier. Hence, one can daven Mincha earlier as well. With that in mind, let's hear the Rambam's language in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid in Hilchos Tfila. There the Rambam says, Uzman mincha ketana, what is the time mincha ketana? Miteisha umechza ad sheyishar min hayom sha'uravia. The Rambam speaks about the time of mincha ketana from 9.5 hours into the day until 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. Rav Nevenzahl pointed out then most people make the mistake that according to the Rambam, it's better to daven after Plag HaMincha. That's only in regards to up until the 10 hours and 45 minutes, from 9 hours and 30 minutes until 10 hours and 45 minutes. After that point, the Rambam says, V'yeshol ispalolosa acha tishka hachama. But you could still daven it until after Shkia. And the reason, of course, that the Rambam says 10 hours and 45 minutes is not ideal is because that was no longer the time of the Hakras Tamid. Therefore, if one is going to be Machmir and is not going to daven Mincha Gedola, so then, and one is going to try to follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, the most ideal time, then that ideal time is between 9.5 hours into the day and 10 hours and 45 minutes. Not the 20-minute minyan before Shkia, before Mincha, the 20 minutes before Shkia, Minyan before Mincha. And of course, us Litvishers would add, and actually source, I'm from Hasidish stock, and of course, certainly not after Shkia. There are some Rishonim who disagree. There is a Shita of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon that Rav Nevenzahl told me that holds Mincha Gedola is the ideal tefillah. Rav Nevenzahl also told me that the minig ha-yeshivos, of course, is to daven mincha gedola, and he pointed out that that was following Rabbeinu Sadigon. Rav Nevenzahl is so opposed to those who make the mistake that after plaga mincha means the ideal form of tfilas mincha is before the shkia, as we point out, that is not so, even according to Rambam, it's 9.5 hours into the day, up until 10 hours and 45 minutes, that he says if you have a choice between davening Plag HaMincha prior to Plag HaMincha, from Mincha Ketana until Plag HaMincha B'Yechidus, or davening with a minyan after Plag HaMincha, then one should daven B'Yechidus before Plag, as opposed to after. Here I think my Rebbe is a Das Yachid, but you should know how far he takes the reading of the Rambam. Chazal does conclude his Ha'aros that the Minig Ha'olam is not this way. This is all in his Ha'aros and Reish Lamed Gimel, as well as the fact that there are some who are even making on entire Tidus Asri, as we alluded to earlier. Finally, one more last interesting point. The Brisker Rav Nevin Sal quotes, again in his Ha'aros, was asked whether Rav Chaim followed this Rambam that the ideal time is 9.5 hours into the day. And he answered that Rav Chaim on Rosh Hashanah, Davin Mincha Gdola, and certainly on a Yom Adin, if Rav Chaim did it, certainly he held that there's nothing wrong with Mincha Gdola. Maybe that one follows Rabbeinu Sadigon. Rav Nevin Sal says that the story does not make sense to him, because since Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, and the Rambam says that on a Yom Tov you should daven Mincha Gdola and Perik Valochas Yom Tov Aloch Yutes in order to Mikayim Chesio Lachem, so then it's a Dover Pashut that Reb Chaim was going according to the Rambam to daven Mincha Gdola. But that's particular in regards to Yom Tov when you have the Gzeres HaKosov of Chesio Lachem, Chesio Lachem. Would just like to add that what my Rebbe is saying makes a lot of sense. However, it's well known that the Beis Halevi felt that there was a mitzvah to fast over enjoying Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of literature in the Rishonim about this. It could be, if Reb Chaim was going like this shita of the Beis Halevi, that the pachad of the Yom Hadin overrides those Rishonim who say, with the Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a Chiyuv Simcha, there's a Shagas Arya on this, so then Rav Nevin Sal's Raya would fall away and the story would stay sound. However, if Reb Chaim was Noeg, the Halachas of Simcha Rosh Hashanah, then our Rebbe has a fantastic Raya. Bottom line, the Tefillah of Mincha is, according to Chachamim, the whole day, the whole afternoon until Shkia. Rebbe Yehuda speaks about stopping at Plag HaMincha. The Rambam seems to hold the ideal time is going from Mincha Ketana until Plag HaMincha. One should be careful for a Tarte Desasri, and some even hold that you have to choose what is going to be your lifestyle. If you're going to have a Rabbanan lifestyle, then you should never daven Mayriv before Shkia, and if you're going to have a Rabbi Yehuda lifestyle, then you should never daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha. This concludes the topic of Zman Tefilas Mincha. Our second topic, which has to be brief because the hour already for the daf is late or has even passed, the Gemara had told us on Chav Zayin Amabez that one can daven early for Shabbos, be Mekabel Shabbos early, as long as it's after Plag HaMincha, and even make Kiddush. In terms of making Shabbos, one of the common questions that comes up is, what is the status of a woman whose husband is making Shabbos early? Does she also have to follow when he and the shul brought in Shabbos? This Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful, straightforward, an elegant tshuva in Chela Gimel Simin Lameches, which is one of the go-to Maran Mekomos in regards to the Shaila, and we will summarize Rav Moshe's conclusions. Number one, Rav Moshe points out that someone who is Mekabel Shabbos early, we Paskin, is allowed to instruct another Jew, or Lahavdil, another Gentile, to do a halacha, a malacha, on Shabbos. This is brought out in the Ramon Simon Reish Samach Aleph, as well as Chanarach Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin, that you're allowed to instruct another. Ramesh's question is, but what about the fact that a person is mitzuva not only on his Shvisa as well as a Bnei HaBayis, and maybe one's wife would be included in the Chiyuv that one's house needs to rest, as the book says, v'yinafesh ben amoscha. So certainly, one's wife would be included in those bnei habayis. So Rav Moshe says that he thinks that that also would not be a reason to bind one's wife to one's Kabbalah Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, Rav Moshe says, Tosefes Shabbos is only midrabanan, and if it's only midrabanan, he does not think we would be machmir on that mitzvah, v'yinafesh ben amosecha, to be mechayiv everybody in one's house. However, there is one other issue that needs to be dealt with. And that is, fine, one is not bound by one's husband's acceptance of Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. There is no problem for a Jew to instruct another Jew to do malacha even on Erev Shabbos. However, what about the fact that the community accepted Shabbos early? So Rav Moshe says that we do find in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Beis, that if the majority of the community accepted Shabbos early, there's a minority that doesn't want to, don't care, tough luck. And that is that the minority is dragged after the majority, and therefore everybody has to keep an early Shabbos. That only applies, however, when the entire community does it. What happens if there are different Bate Knesios? Some shuls, which is very common today, some shuls make Shabbos early, some shuls don't. Now, if the woman sometimes davens in one shul, sometimes davens in another shul, she's not dragged after her husband's membership per se, and therefore, just because her husband's shul davened Shabbos early, makes Shabbos early, if she davens in a shul that makes Shabbos later, it could very well be that that is a reason in itself that she's not kavua for an early Shabbos. What happens, like in most instances, there's a saying, that a family that stays that prays together stays together. What happens if she davens in the same shul as her husband? In which case, would her husband's Kabbalah Shabbos make her chayiv? Not because it was her husband's, but her shul. The entire shul was Mekabel Shabbos early. So that, Rav Moshe says, really depends on what's going on. If this shul is a tzibur by itself, it's an autonomous community, number one, condition number one. Number two is that they are not making Shabbos early because they want to spend more time with their children or want to eat at the time that they're used to eating, but it is a shita of the community to make a Shabbos early, and this has become identified with the entire community, or for that matter, in a bungalow colony. That's what this bungalow colony does. There isn't a second minyan. There's only an early minyan. They always do it, whether there's a storm, whether there's no storm, whether there was a good baseball game today, whether they won the baseball game, whether they lost the baseball game. Always there's an early Shabbos and nothing else. Always in the shul that we always daven in, they always make an early Shabbos. Then, in such a case, then the woman would be dragged with her community and would therefore have to be Mekabel Shabbos at the time that they do. However, if all of those variables are not in place, the woman isn't necessarily part of that shul. Even if she's part of that shul, the shul doesn't do it week in, week out. That's the only minyan. There are two minyanim in the shul. Or even if there's only one minyan, it's clear that the reason that they're doing it is not because of a particular shita that they want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos earlier, but rather because of certain conveniences, then what's one person's convenience is another person's inconvenience. And therefore, the woman would not have to, and the Bnei HaBayis are not bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos of neither the Baal nor by the Tzibur, except in the above-mentioned instances. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos for Daf Chaf Zayin.